66, Suu Kyi's Struggle. The prestigious 1991 Nobel Peace Prize went to Daw Aung San Suu Kyi. The Nobel Committee chose to honor her for her nonviolent struggle for democracy and human rights. Suu Kyi could not be present in Oslo, Norway on December 10, 1991 to accept her award because she was under house arrest in the capital of Yangon, Myanmar, the former Rangoon, Burma, in Southeast Asia. Suu Kyi's political activities as leader of the National League of Democracy, NLD, began in 1988 when, at the age of 46, she returned to Burma to assist her ill mother. Her father, U Aung San, had fought for the liberation of Burma, first from the British and then from the Japanese in World War II. He was assassinated in 1947 when Suu Kyi was 2 years old. When Suu Kyi returned to Burma, she was propelled into politics by the violent protests in that country. The protests forced the resignation of U Nhi Win, the country's longtime military strongman. Suu Kyi's political involvement resulted in her being placed under house arrest in 1989 and kept isolated for 6 years. The governing military council held parliamentary elections in May 1990, and in spite of Suu Kyi's isolation, her party, the NLD, won 392 of the 485 contested seats. The military council ignored the results. In announcing her selection for the Nobel Peace Prize, the committee said, "Suu Kyi's struggle is one of the most extraordinary examples of civil courage in Asia in recent decades." Although no longer under house arrest, her activities are still closely monitored and her closest supporters are in jail, but Daw Aung San Suu Kyi remains committed to the struggle for a free and democratic Burma.